lived on the edge of Bollinger County. Old Massa's name was Dal Bollinger. There was about 20, maybe 25 slaves on the place. And we all lived in a big old log house. My mammy was a good cook, and she could spin and weave. She made all the clothes we wore. Us chillens never wore no pants, just something like a long shirt made of homespun. My pappy was a smart man. He could read and write. I don't know why he learned it. We didn't know nothing about learning. Aunt Polly and Mammy allus knowed what to do when a body was ailing. They allus had a bag of yarbs hanging under the porch. There was a church, but we didn't go much. And we never had no kind of gatherings. They wouldn't let the colored folks congregate, no sir. The best time we uns had was going fishing, and man, did we like to fish. All us, we had Saturday afternoon off, less than it were wet harvest or something like that. And Sundays, we all us fished all day long. The nigger boys used to come round our place. It was a sight to see. There'd be maybe 5 or 6 men a-riding fine horses and a-driving a whole flock of slaves along the road just like stock all chained together. Old P. Smith was going to buy me, but my young folks begged Moss not to sell me because we'd all played together, so he didn't sell me. But they was going to buy my pappy and take him way off, but my pappy was smart. He had made baskets at night and sold them when he could and saved the money. That night he goes to the fireplace and lifts up a stone. Out of the hole he pulls a bag of money and he runs away. I ain't never seed my pappy since. Lord, when I thinks of the way we used to work. Out in the field before day and work plumb till dark. My boss would say, George, take 2 men or maybe 3 men and get that field plowed or that wood patch cleared. He knowed if he tell me the work would be done. What do these young folks know about work? Nothing. Look at that grandson of mine just crossed the porch. Why, he's 14 and he can't even use an axe. Too young? Go on with you. I tell you, these young folks just don't know how to work. When Mr. Lincoln made his proclamation, young Massa Dave set us free. He gave us a yoke of oxen and a wagon full of everything we needed. And he sent us into the Cape. And we've been living around here ever since.